And yeah, there were a few strong indications early on that this station was meant to be, but it did not come as advertised. It was not an easy process at all. There was, you know, moments where your faith breaks down a little bit, but yet it just feeds you enough breadcrumbs to kind of maintain your spirit and maintain your composure with regard to moving forward and allowing things to unfold in their own time. And that's really the key to it all. And there's, I'll tell you what, if there's one thing I will credit myself with, and I don't do that too often, I hope, but it's the ability to kind of like stay with it in spite of, you know, nobody really knowing what it is that you're doing, how much work it is behind the scenes, multiple failures of, you know, trying to do live streams, and even after perfecting them, not being able to, you know, pull off that perfect recording necessarily. And it's a learning process along the way. But one of the things that indicated early on that we were meant to be was the fact that we got sponsorship by Bronner's Soap. And that happened through Burning Man. And that happened to fulfill what was kind of like a premonition, even before I got the invite to Burning Man. And I know it sounds strange. It is. It's very strange. But the manner in which I was able to see David Bronner, the owner of the fourth generation of the soap makers in the Bronner family, you'll be familiar with them. You know, they're the bottle with the many, many words on it, the decree, which has been updated, I think, recently. But in any case, yeah, it was some 3 or 4 years later that we actually did get sponsorship, and it was in part due to that early meeting back in 2014. It was just yet another example of just things kind of like working out on their own time schedule. Timing is everything, so they say.